Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scum a nation. No matter what.
7 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Program. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Hail, hail. The gang is all here. And we're all voting for Hillary and Jeb together.
Yeah, if you say so.
Jennifer, hold on. It's okay. Jennifer? All right. Whew. Jeb Bush is now. Yesterday he was Hispanic. Today he's Italian. Tomorrow he'll be Polish.
I liked when he was Hispanic.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So here's the interesting Hispanic news today, not necessarily the Jeb Bush. Most everybody else is going to tell you that the big Hispanic story is that Jeb Bush made a mistake and declared himself an Hispanic in 2009. However, this I find more interesting. Tell me if you agree. This is an opinion poll that was conducted last week around the country. By the university, it's an outfit called General Social Survey, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is suggested, it was very specific. The question was, should police be able to strike a person that they are holding as a suspect? Pretty straightforward question, right? Whites in this country approve of police hitting people in far greater numbers than do blacks and Hispanics.
I actually
7 out of 10 whites, 70% said that they can imagine a situation in which they would approve of a police officer striking an adult male citizen, according to this social survey.
That's because we don't get hit as often.
When asked the same question, are there any situations you can imagine in which you would approve of a policeman striking an adult male citizen, 42% of blacks and 38% of Hispanics said that they could. So 70% white, 42 black, 38 Hispanics say it's okay for a policeman to whale somebody that's giving them a hard time. So I suppose maybe there's a focus on what happened in Ferguson. No, that's where it all started anyway. All right. So quick results from the Final Four. Duke won 68-63 over Wisconsin. Complaints? Anybody here complaining about that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted Wisconsin, but you know what?
I wanted Wisconsin too.
Duke.
Me too.
Duke trailed the whole game, and then with about, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes left, they just brought it on. Two freshmen. And, you know, Coach K is a great coach. This is his fifth win. Guy deserves it. He's great.
Right.
Now, I didn't watch much of the game, but I heard they cheat. There was a little cheating going on, wasn't there?
No.
That the officials were making bad calls?
Everybody's
really?
Always going to complain about that.
Cheating?
Everybody always is going to complain about the officials making bad calls.
Hmm. Sunday night was the first game. The Cubs were victims of the Cardinals. Yesterday, pretty much everybody played. Lots of hoorahing at Yankee Stadium. How quickly they forget about A-Rod and all of the things. He singled in three at-bats, year-long drug suspension, and they're cheering the guy. He's a drug user and abuser. I mean, he's not as bad as Aaron Hernandez, by the way, the murder trial went into wraps, in and out. Mm-hmm. There were only, what, three witnesses?
Yeah, he's done. He's toast.
So
they didn't
want to
waste their time.
Can we talk a little bit about the hypocrisy in baseball, though, real quick?
The hypocrisy in all sports.
In all sports, but specifically in baseball, because they punish certain people like Pete Rose. They don't let him ever get into the Baseball Hall of Fame when you have other people running around. Here's the other case. A-Rod is suspended for a year because he was using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
Josh Hamilton from the Angels, who, don't get me wrong, I love the Angels, so this decision probably favors me. But Josh Hamilton was caught doing coke. I mean, he's like snorting the baselines, and they're not even getting rid of him. He has no suspension. They're letting him play.
Time to play ball.
If there's a code, if drugs are illegal, then drugs are illegal. If they're not, they're not. I mean, make a decision, people. Come on.
Yes. By the way, just in terms, Jennifer will do the television report in the next half hour. ESPN saw a 6% ratings decrease in the telecast. I think there's just too much of this. Too much.
In the Final Four game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now. Ratings have been up all... For the whole tournament.
ESPN, here it is, Look at the Associated Press information that you have today, Richie. ESPN saw 6% ratings decrease on its telecasts. What do you want from me? I'm here to report. You decide. How's that? You can use that over at Fox. Congratulations. All right, what am I doing next here? It looks to me like we're going to talk about the Rolling Stone magazine and the continuing focus on this rape story. We have an activist, actually, who's been very involved in this, and this is the point of view that I would like to get across. So stand by for this conversation with Jan Langbein next on Good Day.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The wildest, craziest party ever. It'll never happen again.
They don't make parties like this one anymore.
50,000 crazy rednecks, totally out of control.
Ah, the good old days.
The only police enforcement was banditos.
Today, on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wildest party of all time.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. 8 people got killed. It went on for about 4 days. Totally out of control. 24 hours a day. Burning down a barn. Ran over somebody with my motorcycle.
What?
He fell off the bike in front of me. What was I supposed to do? You know? We rode all the way on my 66 Porsche chopper. I was at Woodstock. Much better than Woodstock. I'm just old.
American Biker Minute.
Still immature.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-on-1, KJ to Chambers, jam! Oh, boy!
So where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number 1, 2, 3, 4, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each stays in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying two tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Sixteen and a half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Jan Langbein with us, an activist in efforts to end violence against women from 91 to 2013. She served as executive director of Genesis Women's Shelter and Sport in Dallas. She's the CEO now of Shelter Ministries in Dallas. She oversees agencies' internal and external operations. So looking at this whole situation, Ms. Langbein, the Rolling Stone magazine, the outrage that is a part of this whole thing, the discredited story, still doesn't take away. And what bothers me, you may not know who I am or how I do things, but I tend to get onto things and stick with them, some of what I consider to be the very important, not the headline stories, but behind-the-scenes The football scandal with the helmets and the injuries is one of them. But this is now becoming one of my cause celebs because I think that we have way too much of this sort of thing going on, not only on college campuses, but in business. And for whatever the reason, I mean, it's been going. People say you're naive because, you know, this situation has been forever with us. That doesn't mean it's right or acceptable or we ought not to talk about it. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you about this. You know, I think over the last couple of days, the story has sort of switched from sexual assault on college campuses or violence against women to journalism ethics. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I hope we can keep our eye on the ball on this. I hope that, you know, this doesn't encourage victims or discourage victims from coming forward and reporting the sexual assault that they experience.
Ms. Langbein, do the television shows that we see repeatedly, like Law & Order SVU, for example, those are almost every week about rape. Does this dull the senses of people and their outrage, this sort of thing, the continuing portrayal of the problem, or does it help in bringing it to the public's attention?
I don't think so. I think the more we talk about it, the better it is. I think the more we talk about it in a positive light, you know, that there is help and there is hope. SUV is a little bit naive in that, you know, they typically solve it in an hour, where these types of sexual assaults are a lifetime and possibly never are solved, perhaps, and certainly the majority of them are never prosecuted. You know, there is no accountability for these rapists. And when there is no accountability, we find that it'll happen again.
So what do we do to fix finally, what's the solution from your perspective, running the organizations that you do, seeing the problem as up close and personally as you do? What does fix this?
Right, right. No, I think it takes a societal paradigm shift that we stop blaming the victim or the reporter or the whatever, but we call it what it is. Gang rape is vile and evil and against the law. If in fact that happened, you know, they say that 98% of outcries are true, that only 2% are false allegations. I don't want to ruin any boy's life, any kid's life, but I think there seems to be a rape culture out there that if you can do it, then get away with it, you do it. I don't know where it became.
It's like a sport almost with some. That's what's so outrageous from my perspective anyway.
You know, it absolutely is. It's premeditated. The stories that you hear off college campuses where they'll have a scout, and they'll have, you know, one of the young fraternity pledges will, you know, get a girl to a party. Somebody else is in charge of getting her drunk. Somebody else is in charge of getting her upstairs. That's just premeditated rape. That isn't a sport. That's not a game. You know, there's a movie coming out called Hunting Ground about sexual assault on college campuses, a documentary that I think you know, really
when is that
does
going
kind
to
of,
air? It's called Hunting Ground. When will it air?
Right. I don't think it opens across the country for a couple of months, but it's in selected cities across the United States. It opens here in Dallas tonight or tomorrow, I think. But it talks about this.
Yep. Well, we need to talk more about it. Jan Langbein, check out their website, genesisshelter.org. Genesisshelter.org. Jan, thank you for being here. 21 After on Good Day.